It was in the back room at the candy factory, and Dean Corll invited Sheldon King to spray candy. He installed a pool table in the back room and taught the youngsters to play bridge. He amused them with a huge green straw he had rigged up. His eyes would light up when the telephone rang. By pushing a button, Corll could talk to the caller while playing pool. Then his work goes to the power complex. Corll could obtain extremely thin glass rods. He enjoyed inserting these rods in his victims' penises and snapping them off. He also pulled out his victims' pubic hair with his strong fingers for a pair of pliers. He would grease the huge dildo, insert it in the victim's anus, then manipulate it vigorously to force him to do sodomy on the youth. And at times, the victim's sexual organs would cut off. Staring up at them through the clear plastic sheet were the distorted features of a young boy. A heavy nylon cord appeared to be embedded in his neck, and a rust brown stain on the inside of the plastic half obscured his head. The detective sketched the bedroom layout and recorded its contents in his report book. Pondering as he did so, the strange array of items he was listing. A large sheet of plastic covering the beige rug obviously had been cut from the roll of plastic in the corner, and obviously it was spread to protect the rug from whatever activity had been taking place. The roll was 4 feet wide, the torture board with handcuffs fastened to each corner, the connecting chains running through large holes bored in the wood measured 2.5 feet by 8 feet long. The detective found 2 sets of handcuffs, including 2 sets in the living room. Keys to the handcuffs were scattered about the floor. On the floor also was a large knife in the sheath, a huge bayonet-type weapon, a roll of vinyl cord, and a black box containing a dildo 17 inches long, the two with the petroleum jar. In the larger bedroom across the hall, we found a gas mask, smoke mask, that fitted completely over the face, with vision afforded through the clear plastic front. The clothes closet was full of clothes.